Hello, everyone, and welcome to Minute 29 of Season 7 of Movie Rob Minute, the daily podcast where we yippee-ki our way through the 1995 Bruce Willis action flick Die Hard with a Vengeance, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again is Lil Ellie, formerly of the DC TV Report. Welcome back to the show, Eddie.
Hey! Thanks so much for having me.
Stop yelling. I got a bad headache.
Glad to be here.
And glad to have you here. That's the important thing. Always fun having you on, especially when we're blasting our way through Manhattan. Not a care in the world. Not being interested in the fact that there's red lights or traffic or people, things like that.
Hey, we're keeping it at a high gear. There's a bomb on a train.
There's a bomb on a train, but we're not going to see any train today. We're just going to be we're going to spend the day in a cab. So minute 29 begins with John finishing his question and ends with a voice from above giving a report. So we ended things yesterday with John commandeering a car from Asif Manvi and doing a fishtail and just driving really fast and going right through a red light, even though Zeus is trying to tell him that he probably should go a different way.
Yes.
And John's was focused on what he's doing, and then he realizes that Zeus was asking him some sort of question, and then he turned to him at the end of yesterday's minute and said, "What were?" And today he finishes that by saying, "What were you saying?" And he goes, and then Zeus responds, "I was saying I used to drive a cab." Now, did you notice that when Zeus is talking, did you notice his hands? They're basically clamped down on the dashboard.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Yes. Which obviously reminds me of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, going back to season 2, where we had, Neil Page, Steve Martin, with his hands stuck on the dashboard and needed to they give us some nice suction sounds when he's pulling his fingers off. But, at this point, they don't need to do that with Zeus, but the way that his hands are holding on for dear life is just great.
I noticed he's not wearing his seatbelt, so maybe he's just clamping down because he thinks that might help.
Maybe. But that's a good catch. I didn't even pay attention to the fact that he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. There you go. Mm-hmm. Very good. I guess when you're going through red lights, who cares?
And also, McClane is going so fast, who has time to think?
That's true. Well, McClane's trying to think. That's the whole thing. But Zeus is trying to explain to him that he doesn't need to go this way. He should be going a different way. And he says, 9th Avenue is the fastest way south. But we seem to be going east. Where the hell are you going, McClane? I told you, 9th Avenue was the quickest way south. John is not paying attention to him at all. And Zeus is giving him, useful information. It's not as if he's just, saying random things.
Yes. Unfortunately, as Dr. Emmett Brown would say, Zeus is not thinking fourth dimensionally.
No, not at all. Well, it depends on how fast this car's going. You think this car's going to hit 88 miles per hour?
Yeah, and also whether normal traffic laws matter here, which obviously to McClane they don't.
No. No, he's a cop. Doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
From that perspective. Now, do you know the other name for 9th Avenue?
No.
It's Columbus Avenue. So between 59th and 110th Street, it's known as Columbus Avenue, which makes it really interesting the fact that Zeus says, "Why aren't you taking 9th Avenue?" he should have said, "You should be taking Columbus because that's the street that they're on."
Yeah, but I feel that point you're saying 59th 200, so that's basically the length of Central Park. So basically when it's running parallel to Central Park, it's Columbus Avenue. But also you got to remember he lives in Harlem and North, so there it would just be 9th Avenue.
As you're saying, after 110th, it's known as 9th Avenue. Okay, there's something to that. Okay, I didn't think about it from that perspective. No, actually, north of 110th Street, it's known as Morningside Drive.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, so I okay, so there, we I,
Mm-hmm.
we
Yeah.
shut down that theory.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. It's I mean, but
Yeah, well,
it's
yeah, and it's
interesting.
also because I know, yeah, because I know 7th Avenue north of 110 is called Amsterdam Avenue. Yeah, or maybe that's just because, yeah, it's always just like to me, I would always, I mean, I was rarely ever on 9th Avenue. I was on 8th Avenue a lot, but okay, but that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. And like John Jay College is on 9th Avenue slash Columbus Avenue, Roosevelt Hospital, Manhattan West, Lincoln Center is on Columbus and Broadway near 65th. Fordham University is also there, the neighborhood of Hell's Kitchen. And the American Museum of Natural History is also listed there. And also runs through Chelsea. That's another neighborhood that it goes through. So yeah.
Yeah,
It's,
it's further south. Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Interesting. And at this point, we hear John yell back at him and go, "Stop with the goddamn yelling. I know what I'm doing. Not even God knows what you're doing." Now I love this I remember the summer that this came out, they would play that quote all the time. You know, where we would hear John say, "I know what I'm doing," and we'd hear the response, "Not even God knows what you're doing."
Not even God knows what you're doing,
There
McClane.
was some TV show that I used to watch daily. I think it was even a news show that they would always have a segment about movies. And they would constantly show this scene, of and what we're going to see through the course of today also, a little more of the stuff there. So I just love that phrase.
Yeah.
And then the shot changes and we get to see Lambert and Connie, and they give an update. We hear Connie, giving the update, and she goes, "They're heading east on 72nd towards the park." Which is it's funny the way that they do this, that they just add it in, to
Yeah.
show us that they're paying attention. I guess that's the type of thing. And as they're driving around, we see a whole bunch of things here. We see a store for GNC. We see a sign that says Janovic Plaza, Glamour Nails, General Vision, Chemical Bank. And then it's great because if you pay attention, as I think it's at second 12, they nearly hit a bus.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you see what was written on the bus?
It looks like it's a some type of woman's ad.
Now, I'm not talking about the ad. I'm talking about the bus itself.
Yeah, it's different. It's 'cause it's red, not blue.
That's
The
right.
trim on it.
It
Yeah.
is. It says on Jamaica Buses Inc., and it tells us
Oh,
that.
okay.
That this bus is bus number 3834. And this was a bus company that worked in the area for a very long time, from 1930 all the way to 2006.
Oh wow. Was it a just a local commuter bus or
It generally had local services in Queens and express services to Manhattan. And they had express services to Manhattan till January 30th, 2006, and at that point, the MTA took over
Yeah.
all of their stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's just really funny that you see a bus here and it says my first thought when I first saw the bus was, okay, this is just fake or whatever, but apparently it's a real bus that they use here.
It's funny. I wouldn't because I yeah. It's funny because I can't. I mean, obviously, I never lived in that in those areas, but I didn't realize that there were any commuter buses that weren't operated by the MTA, except maybe Accessoride, which
Well, again,
is for
it was before
yeah.
the you know, before the MTA took it over. And what's great is when you pause, you can actually see that, you know, when it has, you know, on the front of the bus where it tells you the destination, you can see that it says Express.
Ah, okay.
So it probably says Manhattan Express. That's what I would assume it says.
Yeah.
Right. So it's called Jamaica Buses Inc. and is also known as Jamaica Bus Lines or Jamaica Bus Company.
Okay.
But, you know, as I said, it went out of business in 2006.
Okay.
Then after we get the update from Connie, it's back to John and Zeus, and they continue with their arguments here. And you know, at this point, Zeus says, "But Wall Street is south." He goes, "Man, stop yelling at me. I got a bad headache. And the best way south is not Ninth Avenue. It's through the park." And they enter the park by Park Drive. And then Zeus goes, "Oh, dear." And he goes, "I told you the Park Drive is always jammed." And then John turns to him and goes, "I didn't say Park Drive. I said through the park." Because we see all the traffic there and stuff like that. And John just basically, you know, drives up onto the grass.
Yeah.
And you know, is just driving, you know, wherever he needs to go. And I mean, that's that we get like almost 30 seconds here. Now, when, you know, we talked yesterday about the stunt driving. So also there's a point here where John drives through two trucks and just scrapes the side of the cab right before, you know, he gets stopped at the traffic. And one of the trucks, you can see that it says the Bonafide Fuel Oil Company.
Yes.
All right. Now, I looked this up. They still have the same address and after 29 years. The Bonafide Fuel Oil Company is still located on 436 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn. Their phone number has changed because then it was a 718 number, and now they have a different number for them. But it's still really funny that after so many years, you know, there isn't that much of a difference here.
Yeah.
You know, their phone number now is an 888 number.
Ah, they went toll free.
Yeah, I guess so. But again, the address is exactly the same, which is great. And, you know, even when I did a search, the trucks look exactly the same. Also the same color, you know, the same, they haven't rebranded, I guess you can say. Over the last 29 years. I guess if you're a bona fide fuel oil company, you don't need to.
Yeah. If it works, it works.
That's right. And it's just great the way that, you know, that's one of the things I love about doing this is that you can look at things after so many years and see if things have changed or if they haven't. You know, and here's one of those examples of something that didn't really change.
Yeah.
You know, but so John gets stuck in the traffic. But there's a little bit of an inconsistency here. I don't know if you noticed. There's a continuity goof here. Did you happen to notice that?
Yeah. No. What do you mean?
So we see that John is slowing the car from the external shot. And, you know, when he enters Central Park or Park Drive and, you know, the car is slowing down because there's traffic. And then they have a shot of John saying to Zeus that I didn't say that I was that. I didn't say Park Drive. And if you look in the back windshield of the car, John is still very close to the trucks and he's still going at a much faster speed.
Yes.
You know, he hasn't slowed down, and you see him then then swerve to the side. And also the way that he's swerving looks pretty funny because to me, it looks that he's swerving to the left, but he makes a right. Does it look that way to you also? He swerves to the left, but the car goes off to the right.
Yeah.
I mean, I maybe he's a better driver, better defensive driver like this than I am. I don't know. Or offensive driver, however you want to look at it. I don't know. I usually, yeah, very, when I want to go very, right, very, turn right.
It's a very sharp turn.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's usually the way it works.
Of course, it's that straight through.
That's right. So we have Park Drive in Central Park, which is a system of roadways and bike or jogging paths located in Central Park itself. Do you know how long the Park Drive is?
Well, I'm guessing. How long? Well, I'm guessing it would go.
What's probably the distance that the Park Drive goes?
Because I was going to say it probably goes to 59th Street. I don't know.
So it's 6.1 miles long.
Okay, that makes
and,
sense.
It's heavily used by runners, joggers, pedestrians, bicyclists, and inline skaters.
Mm-hmm.
They have protected the bike lanes there, and there are. It's the home course of the Century Road Club Association, a U.S. cycling sanctioned amateur cycling club. In 2021, they legalized using e-scooters in Central Park. There are a lot of people who use it for professional running, and there is a 5-mile running loop within Central Park that many runners use. The New York City Marathon uses several miles of the drive within Central Park before it finishes outside of Tavern on the Green.
Mm-hmm.
There was a period of 5 years between 1970 and 1975 that the entire race of the New York City Marathon was run in Central Park.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So a few other tidbits about the recreation of Central Park. There are 26 different baseball fields in Central Park, which is just amazing, that number.
Yeah. Yeah. That there's enough space.
Yeah. There are 12 tennis courts, 6 soccer fields, 4 basketball courts, 4 volleyball courts, 2 ice skating rings. There is a they have a glaciated rock outcroppings, which people use for climbing. It's apparently not the best place to do it, but it's still pretty good. And they have 2 areas, Rat Rock and Cat Rock, that people like to climb up. And you have a whole bunch of other rocks. You have Dog Rock, Duck Rock, Rock and Roll Rock, and Beaver Rock. So
it's a wonder they have room for all the trees.
Apparently. Seriously. At this point, John continues to drive through the park. And then the shot goes back to Connie and Lambert, and she screams, "We lost them. They're in the park heading south." As they're driving, then it goes back to John. We hear people yelling at them. You know, John is just driving through all these different places, and you hear someone scream at him, "Get out of here." And someone else goes, "Fuck." You know, and he doesn't care. You know, John is on a mission.
He's a maniac.
Yeah, pretty much. I would agree with that. You know, again, as you've stated before, these are probably all stunt people.
Yeah.
But it's still great.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's still great watching them, you know, run out of the way and move so that John can get done what he needs to get done.
Precisely. Precisely. Yeah. Yeah. And just yeah. Yeah. Very, very clever the way that they map this out. And, you know, also I like that it showed how in the previous scenes we saw Zeus being smart in the way that he figured out the riddle, but mm-hmm. also it doesn't sell John short because it's showing him having the same kind of ingenuity and smarts in order to figure out the fastest way to get. Now the
funny, right,
the,
which goes back to what we were saying earlier this week about the difference between, you know, book smarts and sweets and book smarts and street smarts. And John has the street smarts.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy who thinks out of the box.
Yeah.
Zeus doesn't. Zeus thinks on a straight and narrow path because he's basically saying, okay, the best way to go is to take the road. John says, wait a second, I don't need to take the road. I can go through the park.
Yeah. Now, the problem they're going to have is, you know, they're going to run out of park at 59th Street, and they still probably have to go another 60 blocks. So,
okay, but it's part of it. It's
yeah,
part of course, the idea here.
Of course, yeah. But yeah, for this first part, precisely. Yeah.
Yeah. And they give us a great shot here because we see the taxi driving through the park, and then they slowly pan up and we see another car driving more or less tailing them, you know, on the main road above. And then we get a shot of Walsh, who says into the radio, "I got," and he gets cut off also with what he's trying to say. So people are going to have to wait until tomorrow to find out what Walsh has to say. He got something. I don't know what he got. He got something. Right. So that's all I have for this minute. Did you have anything else you wanted to?
No. I mean, is there much script here for it to diverge?
There's enough here. Okay. There is enough here in the script. It starts off with Zeus clutches the dashboard, eyes wide. Where the hell are you going? I'm telling you, 9th Avenue is the quickest way south. No, it isn't. Walsh drives as Lambert on the radio. In the script, Connie doesn't appear at all in the script. So it's always Walsh and Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
Then it says, another red light, gridlock, two trucks in the intersection, 6, maybe 7 feet between them. The taxi is approaching the intersection at 80 miles per hour. Zeus throws up his hands, waiting for the inevitable impact, which doesn't come. The taxi shoots between the bumpers of the trucks, scraping metal, shooting sparks, and flies into Central Park on the Central Park Thruway. The Impala trailing doesn't make it. It fishtails, attempting to stop, and runs up the curb. Walsh bangs on the steering wheel. Lambert into the radio. They went into the park. We lost them. The taxi falls into traffic behind other cars and cabs. Zeus is staring malevolently at McLean. We're heading east. I know. Wall Street is south. Don't yell at me. The best way south isn't 9th Avenue. It's through the park. I mean that in the jerks the wheel to the right, literal sense. The taxi hops the curb into the jogger's lane. Pedestrians, bicyclists, rollerbladers scramble and dive out of the way as the taxi smashes through the wood-railed fence and heads pell-mell into the sheet meadow, now heading south through the park. McLean is driving like hell across the sheet meadow. Zeus is catatonic. So, yeah, that's what we got for the script. You know, tomorrow we'll get even more of that.
Cool.
All right. So every Thursday we have a segment called Off the Beaten Track Revenge Edition, where my guest will give some sort of story, anecdote, adventure, misadventure. Something's happened to them over the course of their life that is related to either revenge or sibling rivalry or something like that. So, Eddie, you got a story for us?
Yeah. I got a funny sibling rivalry. and this has to do, I'm the oldest of three. I have a younger sister and brother. We were a rambunctious little Irish kids. We were a feisty bunch who used to get into fights and arguments and all the time. My little sister, who I'm still afraid of to this day, one time this I probably would have been like 12 or 13, and you know, just probably a lazy Sunday, just around the house watching TV, and The Lost World Jurassic Park comes on, and the movie starts, and we probably hadn't seen this since it had come out, so it was probably like 5 or 6 years old at that time, and me having the photographic movie memory, especially for movies that were coming out around that time, my cousin Summer, who's a few years younger, it was her first time seeing this movie. And my sister was, you know, we were all on the couch together, and as the movie starts, as you know, it starts with the family on the beach, and
yes,
the little girl. Yeah, the little girl is offering her sandwich to the little copies, and my sister starts commenting as the girl is walking off, saying, oh, there's going to be a little dinosaur there, and the girl's going to offer her peanut butter sandwich to them. And I correct my sister and said, no, it's a roast beef sandwich. And she
peanut
goes,
butter, roast beef.
How could you possibly know this? You haven't seen this movie in forever. That's and then the girl goes, would you like some of my sandwich? It's roast beef. And my sister became so obsessed, she immediately started throwing pillows at me, punching me.
Oh wow.
So,
so even back then, you were the movie man.
Yes. Yes. So fun ways that we, you know, that just kind of the fun back and forth relationship when we still get on each other's nerves like that. I love you, Irene. And I know I,
we all do, Irene. We all do. We all
yes,
do.
Yes. I kid, I kid, I kid. but so yeah. That's my little you know, sibling revenge story.
All right, great. All right. So, Eddie, would you like to once again tell people where they can find you?
Sure. You could find me on when I feel like posting, which isn't very often nowadays, on X at Little Eddie O'Hare. Although I believe I will start ramping up those posts again soon, promoting a podcast I'm hoping to start putting out by the end of the year. Let's just say it's a movie podcast, and we're going to talk about all the really important movies that everyone should see while they still have a pulse and breathing. So be on the lookout for that.
All right, excellent. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minute. You can find me on my website, movierobminute.com. You can find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter, you can find me on Instagram, or if you want to send me an email, you can write to movierobminute@movierob.net. So, Eddie, you feel like coming back again tomorrow to see what happens in the middle of Central Park?
Let's do it.
All right. So, until tomorrow, yippee-ki-yay.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Marching home again, hoorah, hoorah. We'll give him a hearty welcome then, hoorah, hoorah. The men will cheer, the boys will shout, the ladies, they will all turn out, and we'll all feel glad when Johnny comes marching home.